Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Thank you very much, Brian. I see teachers in England have rejected the government's pay offer. It's just an extraordinary result. 98% of teachers rejected the offer and the union called it insulting. So now they're going to strike again. I think the first one is going to be on the 27th of April and then there are a number of dates planned from there. Now, though, the former President Donald Trump will be brought to court tomorrow, indicted on a criminal charge relating to pre-election financial violations. He'll be photographed, have his fingerprints taken and will be arraigned before Judge Juan Manuel Merchan. The security around his appearance will be significant as we watch to see who, if any, of his supporters will protest on his behalf. Well, Marion McKeown, US correspondent with the Business Post, is on the line. Marion, we'll talk in a moment about that court appearance, but first, we had a weekend of storms in several United States and up to 32 people now reported dead. What's the latest there?
Well, the latest is that the death toll is staying at that, but a lot of buildings have been completely destroyed. In one situation in Tennessee, where about 15 people have been killed, a building that was normally used as a storm shelter, an elementary school, the gym was just literally, it looked like it was bombed by a giant bomb, brick walls all blown in. I've been in a tornado before in Fort Worth about 20 years ago. And there have been over 100 of these tornadoes now, up and down from Delaware to Wisconsin, down south, Arkansas, Tennessee. This is tornado season, basically, the spring around this time. Usually there's between about 20 and 50. There have been well over 100 over this weekend. So they have been serious. There's been a lot of devastation. There have been several states where Joe Biden has declared a state of emergency, which means FEMA can arrive and kick in and start doing what they do, actually very efficiently, generally speaking. So given the devastation that we've seen images of, it almost seems surprising not to minimize the death toll of 32 people losing their lives, but that it isn't more, because it really has wreaked havoc across so many states. Yeah, so, yeah.
I think anyone who saw the aerial shots in the aftermath of some of those tornadoes would agree with you. Now, back to Donald Trump. So the arraignment happens tomorrow, but I mentioned there that we'll all be watching to see how many protesters turn out to support him. Have we any indication of what that might look like tomorrow, Marion?
Well, I'm heading to New York in a couple of hours. And so the streets down around Center Street, Foley Square, all around there, they've all been barricaded very heavily. A lot of the streets are going to be closed from the time, which is normal with a president, with a sitting president, but not so much with a former president. So they will be closed. He's expected to arrive around midday and are thereabouts, and will leave around 2:30 or thereabouts. That's what's broadly expected. The arraignment time is scheduled for 2:15, but before that, as you said, he will be fingerprinted. There'll be other forms, documents to fill out. There'll be questions asked. I mean, I doubt he'll have to hand over any bail, but the normal things that come up in that situation when somebody surrenders who is facing criminal charges will all take place. The mugshot, the photo, apparently may not be released. That's normally done in case somebody absconds and they want to show them what they look like. But I suspect anywhere Donald Trump went in the world, if he absconded, they wouldn't need a mugshot to identify him. But it is going to be, I will be very interested in hearing what's on the indictment, because there is a presumption here that it's all to do with Stormy Daniels. It may well not be. It may be that the Stormy Daniels hush money payments don't feature at all, or if they do, they're just one aspect. We had David Pecker, the owner of the National Enquirer, appear twice before the grand jury. He, of course, was responsible for conspiring with Trump, but that was his word, not mine, set up this catch and kill situation where he would, any potentially damaging stories about Trump before the election, he would buy them and then bury them and not run them at all. So he would have the rights, thereby ensuring nobody else could run them either. Also, I did check with Alvin Bragg's office, and they said that the criminal investigation into his inflating of the values of his properties for, you know, various reasons and deflating them for others, that that investigation is ongoing and active. So there could even be charges from that. Apparently there are, I've heard 34 different charges. It will be, if it is just a federal campaign violations and that they're sort of based on a state law being violated, which is falsifying business documents. That could be, I think this is going to be like Trump's tax cases. I think this will go all the way to the Court of Appeal, the Supreme Court, and back again for several reasons. Firstly, I think they'll argue that Alvin Bragg has no right to bring this case because of a federal component if it does transpire that it's about the hush money payments. And I think also he may look for a different location. Manhattan does not love Donald Trump. He may say, I can't get a fair trial here. I want to go up to Albany or Buffalo or somewhere in New York that's more conservative. There could be any number of things that will be discussed. And of course, his lawyers will try to have the case dismissed outright tomorrow, I assume. But yeah.
So we'll get to see the details of all of the charges tomorrow. That's what we're expecting.
Yeah.
And his defence already, we've heard himself talking about it, but also one of his lawyers, Joe Tacopina. Now, he gave us some indication of what Donald Trump thinks of DA Alvin Bragg's case against him, as you mentioned a little earlier. But he was speaking on Morning Ireland this morning. Let's have a listen to some of what he had to say.
No matter what side of the fence you sit on, Republican, Democrat, if you care about the rule of law in this country, you will understand that this is an unprecedented abuse of power to go after a political opponent. And that's what's really sickening. And I know the facts, I know the law, and I know where we are. And where we are is in a place we should never be. So we're going to see what happens here. But the fact of the matter is, there's not a person with a brain in their head who actually thinks that if this were anyone other than Donald Trump, that these charges would have been brought. They never would have been brought because these things happen every single day in the United States of America, these settlement agreements, every single day.
So we're likely to hear that a lot, aren't we, Marianne, that these charges were brought because of who
nonsense.
He was.
Yeah, we don't know what the charges are. Joe Tacopino, you know, I sometimes wonder where Trump gets his lawyers, if he just sees their names on the back of a bus shelter and writes them down and calls them, because the lawyers he's had between Joe Tacopino and Giuliani and Sidney Powell and all the rest, they're absolutely, you know, even like Joe Tacopino, his colleague, another of Trump's lawyers, Timothy Parlatoni, he openly mocked him the other day, and he was more or less saying, what's this guy even doing handling the case? It's kind of bizarre. And, you know, as I said, nobody knows what's in the indictment. So to preemptively say that whatever it is rubbish and political, it just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, open the indictment and then say it. I think this will be as much about politics as law. Donald Trump has already said he's going to make a speech when he gets back tomorrow evening. At 8:30 or thereabouts. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if this judge puts some kind of a partial gagging order on him, because what Trump has done so far in, you know, the image we saw on his Truth Social, which was taken down, then he denied he put it up there, of him appearing to swing a baseball bat at Alvin Bragg's head, you know, the inflammatory comments he's made, the talk about death and destruction. I suspect that this judge, who is a very no-nonsense judge and a very well-respected judge, may put some kind of a partial warning on Trump and say, you cannot threaten a prosecutor, you cannot intimidate people, you cannot call for violence, you know, you cannot intimate that your trial will cause violence. And so I think a lot of things are going to come out of this.
But, you know,
that will be very, very interesting.
What's material, though, for Donald Trump and his supporters is that what he can do is continue to campaign for 2024. He can continue to run,
of course,
even if he is sent to prison, highly unlikely, but even if he is, he can still run for the highest office in the United States.
Absolutely. And, you know, Claire, in theory, now it won't happen, but in theory, he could be convicted, sent to prison, elected president, and his first act from Rikers or wherever could be to pardon himself. I mean, that's how ridiculous the situation is. But this case is not going to be the most serious, regardless of what is in that indictment. If it's anything to do with the business end of things and money, he's got much bigger legal problems coming out of Georgia and certainly out of Washington, D.C., where Jack Smith, the special counsel, really seems to be putting a very watertight case together in terms of the documents the obstruction aspects of him not giving back the classified documents and misleading the Department of Justice about what he had and what he didn't have. So I think he's in much bigger trouble there. But, you know, we will see. I think in the meantime, you're right, he's making huge political hay of it. He claims he's getting enormous fundraising. The Republicans are just, they have their heads in their hands. I'm not talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greens who are coming to New York tomorrow to protest. Congress is on a two-week break. But the leadership in the Senate and you know, the RNC, because this will help him to win a primary, of course. You know, his base will get out there and they'll vote. But it won't help him to win a general election. And anybody who thinks it will is so naive, because it's the moderates and the independents who decide general elections, presidential elections. And America, honestly, is sick of the drama. They're weary and exhausted of this constant fire hose of outrage and accusations and scandal and legal problems. So I really think that the Republicans could be in the worst of all scenarios, where they're stuck with Donald Trump. He gets the nomination, but they know he can't win the election and there's nothing they can do about it.
All right, so some of them see this as just handing it to the Democrats. It's interesting that you say that Americans are sick of the drama. I was reading a piece over the weekend about Rishi Sunak in the UK, how, you know, people are welcoming a bit of boring, you know, after a couple of years of frantic action and lots of drama that we were all glued to. But actually, when it comes to running a country, boring is probably what is stable.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people did enjoy the Trump circus for quite a long time, and his supporters loved it, of course, because there is an element of the cult about it, and the way his supporters absolutely cleaved to him through thick and thin. And, you know, but I think at this stage, most people I speak to, and most Republicans even, are kind of, they sort of wish, I think they quietly wish he'd go away. One Republican did say to me, I asked about his plan, their plan for 2024, you know, when I was up in Capitol Hill, and he said, well, we're hoping for a stray golf ball. I thought, I'm not sure it's a great plan.
on the money side, I saw a figure at the weekend that he's raised $5 million since the news of this, the impending charges arrived. And then you'd Lindsey Graham out on Fox News asking for people to support him financially. They're selling merch already, aren't they? Referring
That's
to
right.
these
yes.
to these charges. So he will manage, it would seem, to build up even more of a war chest now on the back of this.
Well, the astonishing thing for me was that after between November 3rd and January 6th or thereabouts in 2020 to 21, he raised $250 million on a lie, on the lie that the election had been stolen. I don't know if some of his supporters, he claims he's raised $5 million in 48 hours, but we really have Donald Trump's word for it. You know, we don't have any other.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see when the financials, the quarterlies are filed, if there is a bump at all. Of course, he would say that, you know, really, and I don't want to sound cynical, but he's not going to say that his supporters are deserting him. But even in terms of the turnouts there has been about this, I think a lot of people after January 6th, his supporters, you know, 1,000 of them were prosecuted, went to prison, etc. And Donald Trump, you know, even though he had that $250 million, he did not support any of them, pay their legal fees. He gave them absolutely no help at all. And there was quite a lot of resentment around that online and on people talking about basically how he kind of, you know, dumped them really and left them to carry the can. I don't know. And the New York, tomorrow morning, 35,000 New York police have been told to be in uniform, armed and ready to move at 7 a.m. So I think that there'll be such an overwhelming police force on the streets that I really don't think that New York police are going to be taken by surprise by anything. They're going to be pretty well ready for everything. So it will be different, hopefully.
Marion, thank you very much for talking to us, and a safe trip to New York for you in the coming hours. Marion McKeown, their Business Post US correspondent.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.